Here's the update on our newbies to community investing. So they agreed to start this venture on December 2nd, and they launched their LLC on December 19th, called Outsourced Services LLC. This took them all month, and they argued which package to buy on Inkfile. That's really why it took them all month. They've added $2,400 to their shared bank account in the past month. The LLC creation cost them $400. They started looking into business credit to see if they could get financing for their business sooner. See, nobody wants to pay for help, so they've been doing all the research themselves. It's been a month, and they've seen no real progress. They have an LLC with $2,000 in it. Now, when they started this, they had a weekly meeting for the first 2 weeks. But then they missed the last two because other things in life had come up. Their goal is to push the meetings back to once every 3 weeks so they can be consistent. It's now early January, and they have one meeting slated for the month, $2,000 in capital with another $2,400 in the pipeline, and are still researching business credit. How do you think they did? Let me know in the comments below. So let's take a deep dive into their kind of working of their journey on the new 1%. They're a month in, took them a while to get their LLC. I mean, that's like a two-day thing, honestly. It may take a couple weeks to actually set it up, but choosing which package to buy on Inkfile, no, that's a couple day thing. It's actually more like a 10 minute thing, honestly, like 30 minutes. But they were arguing about the Inkfile package, and I think this is pretty typical of beginner entrepreneurs. And I was here like a year and a half ago, and I'm still here on some things. I still feel cash strapped. And I'll go into that a little bit more on the next point, but arguing about the Inkfile package is a matter of prioritization. I think it's easy to feel productive without being effective. And so in deliberating about the LLC, they feel productive. But is deliberating about which LLC package to buy effective to getting cash flow in the business? No. You need to prioritize activities you're doing based on what brings in the cash flow. And when you're deliberating about your LLC package for 2 weeks and then deliberating about how to get business credit for a month, 2 weeks, you're stopping yourself from doing the actual activities that get customers through the door, which to start is probably some form of advertising, doing the core four that Alex Hormozi talks about in his book, $100 Million Leads. They haven't done it yet. They haven't read the book yet. And so they are not prioritizing well. And that's a lesson we all have to learn. We need to format our days around what is bringing in the cash flow now. I need to reach out to somebody. That's probably what it is. Either reach out to them via ads, via content, via one-on-one cold DMs or cold messaging or one-on-one warm messaging asking for referrals. That is just what I have to do. And until I do it, I'm probably not gonna get customers. So that prioritization of like getting customers, serving customers. I'm either getting them or I'm serving them. I'm getting them or I'm serving them. And there's miscellaneous tasks that support the getting customers and serving customers. But there's only a few subset of actions that is getting a customer or serving a customer. The rest of it is really you need to hire out as soon as possible because your highest leveraged tasks, getting and serving customers. Getting customers, serving them. And just focus on that. And so what we can see from this group of newbies right now is that they are not prioritized. And in not being prioritized, it kind of continues into not paying for help with the business credit. They're putting in $2,400 per month, six people, at $400 a month. I know a business credit thing that took me a day and a half to research that was $497 per month that helped me access $19,000 in capital. And that's on one person's credit. They could all go create their own LLCs, get $20,000 to $50,000 in business credit and pool those funds, and then they would have $120,000 to $300,000 ready to buy their first business. Just like that. Boom, bada bing. 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. If they all had the credit score and all that good stuff. But in not paying for help, they don't know that information. And that's because they're not valuing their time. And not paying for help, they are valuing their money greater than their time. And it's so funny because we're supposed to use money to buy time back, to do higher leverage things that produce more money, to buy more time back until it's a system that can run itself and we have more money than we need and we're just chilling, right? And by chilling, I mean impacting other people. Because remember, the whole goal of this is to get that wealth to impact other people. And honestly, you can start now with your time and with the small wealth that you have. You don't have to wait till you're uber wealthy, but it is to grow impact, right? So we should be doing both at the same time, which is something I'd be held accountable to more, and definitely this group of newbies, because they're spending their time focused on ink file packages for their LLC and then doing business credit research when they could pay to learn about business credit, and then they could just drop the money on the ink file package, but it's stressful. There's an emotional response about money, which is why I say some of the community investing stuff you need to do is talking about each other's beliefs around money, how you guys want to spend money, and what you want to spend your time on. What are the most valuable actions you can do? And they didn't do that audit, so they're wasting time, right? So the first thing we learned is that you need to prioritize well based on the activities that bring in cash flow. And that is not deliberating over which LLC package to buy, that is getting customers or serving customers. Second, you need to pay for help, because paying for help is valuing your time, and there's somebody out there who can do what you've been trying to do for the past 2 weeks in 2 hours, really. That's because they've been trying to do it for the past 5 years. And so buy that time so that you don't have to waste yours. Now, they've started missing the weekly meeting, and this happened with my group as well, right? We decided we were going to meet weekly because we had some momentum going, and there was no momentum going. Now there's very little momentum going, and I'm the one doing most of the work right now until we get some cash flow in. It's like, okay, guys, we have the system down. This is everybody's, how everybody should spend their time, right? And so other people are doing other things. I kind of want to get to this critical juncture where we're financially free enough to put all of our focus on this, and then we can kind of scale together. That's a little bit of the idea, but you know, it can be difficult if you're in a group and you're like, hey, this is going to be the weekly meeting, but you have nothing to meet about. Like, that's most jobs. You have nothing to go to work for. It's like, I could do my job in 3 hours, 4 hours. Why am I here for 8? Same thing with a weekly meeting. If you could meet once a month and get all the information that you get in the weekly meeting, that's just repeated 4 times in 1 month, why would you have a weekly meeting? So they started missing the weekly meeting because they thought they were going to need it, and they don't need it. So now they're resetting expectations, and they're going to optimize for consistency, which is good. So they're going to do a meeting every 3 weeks and see if they need that. My group just stopped meeting. So I'm like, we could do most of this through a text. I'm the one kind of doing most of the stuff anyway, because we're going to buy some sober living properties in Austin first before we expand out. And because that's the case, it's like, we don't really need to meet. And really, we just need to pool our capital, and we'll all get equity. And then as time goes on, we'll disseminate the 4 tasks, right? And the 4 tasks are getting tenants, getting managers, getting properties, and getting capital. And honestly, capital, like, eventually we're just gonna have the business credit down. So it'll probably be 2 people on one of those. And it'll probably be 2 people on getting managers, because tenants are fairly easy, and then properties are fairly easy, especially once you get it down and get some relationships with some property managers. So somebody will probably be managing the managers of the properties as well. So there's a bit more. There's kind of 5 tasks, and one of them will be very easy, and the other 4 will require a decent amount of work. So when you optimize for consistency, it's like, hey, what do we actually need? We're in this for the long haul. Like, I was like, hey, we're getting this LLC together, 4 people, 200 a month. That's what my community investing journey started as. That's what it's still at. And now we're about to buy a property, hopefully in the next 2 days, and operate that as a sober living. And we're getting a couple more leases, and that should bring in, you know, hopefully 2K cash flow from each property. So 2K, 4K, 4K per month in cash flow. And we're trying to get to 38K is when we're all financially free. And that's when we'll all go full go on the business, right? So anyway, do what you need to do and optimize for consistency, because at this stage, you're all still working jobs. That's what we're doing. We're all focused on different things. We can't put all of our focus onto the the business right now. So do what you can do for a long time that's still taking you to your goal. And so we started this in May. It is now January, May 2023 to January 2024, and we're about to buy our first property. It's a good turnaround. Something I couldn't have done alone. I wouldn't have been able to buy this property alone because now I'm accessing other people's capital, other people's energy, other people's knowledge. And as we scale, I'll be able to access other people's kind of time and labor to scale the organization. And of course, we all have split equity in the LLC, so they'll be motivated to work for it, especially when we're making $40K a month. Because that $40K a month will be worth, I mean, $40K cash flow per month. That's worth 1.2 million, 1.4 million, depending on who you're selling it to. So anyway, that's what we got for you guys today on the show. We learned from the newbies that you need to prioritize well. You don't need to argue about your LLC packages. You need to value your time, which means paying for help. And then you need to set expectations well and reset and reevaluate expectations at all times to optimize for consistency and what you actually need in the business right now. And that's part of prioritization. You don't need a weekly meeting. Instead, just all go do your sales task and do a text check-in. So that's what we got for you guys today on the show. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you on the next one. And remember, we are a community of people, just not by our wealth, but by our impact.